how awful or what they've done as far as getting rid of any kind of semblance of law and order in that state. I don't know why people do stuff like that, man. It kills me. All right, here we go. Let's try this one, Justin. I'll send this one to you right now. So, just like with Memphis, let me know when you're ready. Just like with Memphis, we know Chicago, we know LA, we know Detroit. All of these are blue cities, most of them being in blue states, Memphis being the exception. It's in a red state. But Memphis is kind of like a place, it's in that corner of the state that the rest of Tennessee doesn't kind of acknowledge that it exists. All right, let's take a listen. This is, once again, this is the mayor of this of the city of Chicago talking about what's going on with this. And if it sounds the siren again, then we'll just drop it.
As of January 1st, 2023.
Yeah, drop it. This is ridiculous. Aggravated battery, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing, arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder, threatening a public official. None of these things, are detainable offenses again. Let me say that. Aggravated battery, aggravated DUI, arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder, threatening a public official. None of these things are detainable offenses in the state of Illinois. My man AA Ron, I know you and I have talked about it. I really think you got to go. I really think you got to get out. Because this is just nuts. This is just absolutely insane. And people will not stand. You know, Mike talks about correctly that people will not stand to be, you know, to freeze or to eat bugs or to any of this other kind of stuff. People will also not stand to live in a lawless society. Soon enough, the South Side of Chicago will be all of Chicago. There will be no safe place in that city. Because let's be real, this list of things that I just gave you, yeah, it may pop up here every now and again in different places of the state. But this entire list deals with the city of Chicago. Threatening a public official, drug-induced homicide, burglary, arson, aggravated DUI, intimidation, kidnapping. Right, Philip? That is. A lot of people are saying, hey, man, it's your. How close are you to the purge? We're supposed to, Idiocracy was supposed to be a movie and not a blueprint. I'm pretty sure The Purge was supposed to be a movie and not a blueprint as well. So it's absolutely stunning to see that people sit back and accept this. People sit back and they're like, oh, you know, whatever. I don't know. What are we going to do? I don't know. Leave? Maybe? I don't know. Try to vote for better representation at the local. This is the state. This is the state. This is not just Chicago. Under the new law, after being charged with the crimes listed, those arrested would be released without bail pending a court date. So it's catch and release for criminals. Unfortunately, Vincent Pittsburgh, you're right. Too many people are conditioned at this point where they're like, eh, whatever. You know, what are you going to do? Nothing we can do. That's the thing that bothers me. They just sit back and they throw their hands and they go, oh, there's nothing we can do. Philadelphia, golly, Philadelphia's a train wreck. And yet we continue to sit back and we just watch it and we just accept it. And we go, okay, you know, I'll try to, You know, we'll just try to move farther out. And I get it. I have the same mindset. But guys, they're like locusts. They're like grasshoppers. They just spread. At some point, you're going to have to draw a line. All right. That's it for the segment of the program. Coming up on the other side, we'll do some media bias fact checking and more. You're listening to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. The last live radio station standing.
Crusade Channel has been providing herd immunity since 2015 against liberals and Satanists. Wait, I just repeated myself.
All right. Welcome back. It's Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station there is. Or it's the last live radio station standing. I think only Mike from Restoring the Faith can say that. It's the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com. This segment of the program is brought to you by Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia, 888-652-8493. 888-652-8493, BulldogKia.com. Check out their new and used inventory. Check out their VIP delivery service and get your vehicles where Mike Church gets his. BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia, BulldogKia.com. Please do business with those who do business with us. Yeah. The only thing that really is dominating the news cycle right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the death of Queen Elizabeth. We talked about it yesterday. I really don't have any additional thoughts on it. I think it's a little weird. You know, there's that anti-American, you know, We left Britain, so blank, blank, blank. Whatever, dude. Person died. I mean, she made it to 96. I'm pretty impressed with that. You know my theory. Anybody gets over the age of 80, that's an impressive life. 96, that's something to salute. There's a very weird cultural thing that's going on right now with the English, because they kind of thought she would be there forever. And now she's not. And, you know, I think it's weird that self-professed Catholics would not pray for her soul, because, you know, obviously she's the head of the Anglican Church, but it doesn't mean you don't do it. So that's all just strange. I don't think anything else is really the big thing, folks. Big news is that Marvel is about to absolutely screw up the Fantastic Four. They're supposed to announce the next Fantastic Four of the Marvel MCU, which I'm pretty sure it's going to be four lesbians at this point, the way they're going. But do not get it twisted. They're going to race swap the hell out of this group, because Kevin Feige has to make sure that everything you love is destroyed, ruined, or is just not very good.